It's easy to hear some influences in Wichita singer-songwriter James Paul's music. Gospel and soul are clear touchstones, but there are also touches of folk and country music, elements, he says, that came from two of his biggest direct influences, his mother and father.
They always emphasize being able to hear the words and, you know, being able to understand what the song actually talks about. Now, I fell in love with kick drums and snare drums, so it's like I have a different music style, but a lot of folk and bluegrass and that sort of those roots are definitely in my music. So I want to say I'm a contemporary singer-songwriter that fell in love with electronic. Been so hard that he's lost his heart. He must lose his head to begin
back at the start. He's trapped with no God. On his new release, Colors, his fourth overall, James Paul is joined by his brother Scott Fowler. And although both men are in their mid-20s, it's clear that James Paul remains very much the older brother.
He started playing with me when I was probably, I was around 20, and he was probably around 15 or 16, and playing the guitar, and I play keyboards, and so we'd kind of jam out at home, and then we'd get the gigs, and I'd have to get him in because he wasn't old enough. Somehow we've lost our way. It's not easy to say. Would you just stay and listen? Because I'm down to my last chance and I'm taking my last breath. And it's not up to me for you to understand that I don't have much time. This is my last chance.
Scott Fowler points out that, as siblings, he and James Paul have a bond that runs deeper than most bandmates.
Me and Paul have a connection as far as musically that I really don't have with a lot of people. So it's great because, you know, we will have these moments throughout a set or throughout a show that, like, we're just totally in line. And, you know, you can be with great musicians and all that stuff. It just doesn't quite happen the same. So I think maybe it's the same blood that's running through our veins that kind of gives us that.
Yeah, Scott's been fantastic. Just watching him grow. It's been fun watching Scott and watching him come into his own as a musician. And mom and dad think that they don't have anything to do with it, but I beg to differ that.
And one place you can definitely hear the family connection is in the vocal harmonies that James Paul and Scott Fowler share.
What happened before World War I and the fight that began after the soldiers were done? Who knows the story of a love that was lost, who mediated the battle between their heads and their heart? Has the struggle been so hard that he's lost his heart? He must lose his head to begin back at the start. He's trapped with no God within his cell, shut into a world that I know so well. Should I let it go to my head? Should I let it go to my heart? These two are the worst love story. They try and pull each other apart.
James Paul performs at the Crown Uptown Theater this evening with Rudy Love Jr. and Snarky Puppy. For KMUW, I'm Jed Bodwin.